Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australia risks being internationally disadvantaged if it fails to adopt a net zero emissions policy by 2050. He was speaking after Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed he'd attend the COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow in November. Mr. Frydenberg says central banks and investors around the world are already factoring in net zero targets in their decision making.
So this is a reality that we need to be very conscious of, because we want to benefit from these changes that are occurring in international capital markets, not be disadvantaged by them. And it really does affect Australia, because we rely so heavily on foreign investment. $4 trillion worth of foreign investment. It really affects Australia because half of our government bonds are bought by overseas investors, and because commercial banks get a significant proportion of their funding from overseas sources.
Coalition leaders are due to meet in the coming days to determine what emissions policy the Prime Minister will take to the Glasgow conference.